live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Pete Higginson has been teaching an inspirational programme called Yes for Schools internationally. I spoke to Pete earlier today, and the first thing I asked him was what the Yes for Schools programme is.
The Yes for Schools programme is a inspirational programme from the International Association of Human Values. Now, that's quite a mouthful. For short, we can say IAHV. What that stands for is the IHV Uplift Human Values. So the way that I like to think about what is a human value is, if I think about who I want my best friends to be, or my number one business partner, or my lifelong partner, then if I think of the values that I want in those people, what would they be? So, I don't know, maybe a good listener, maybe caring, kind. So they, in a sense, are our human values. So what IHAV do is they run programs to uplift human values. And the things that we've noticed that get in the way of those human values are, a lot of it comes down to stress. So if we can manage our stress, if we can manage and become more aware of what happens when we're stressed, then we can more skillfully live, and we get to enjoy these human values that we want in other people, but we also want in ourselves.
That sounds really interesting. So how did you get involved in the program?
I've been teaching the YES program for the last 4 years in programs across the UK within the communities. And then also I've done some international programs in North America, working with some kids in some summer camps, and then also doing some work with refugees from all over the place in Athens. And that was an amazing course to see just how universal these human values are. So whether they're kids in North America that seem to have everything, or they're kids in Athens that have, you know, no parents and they're vulnerable and they're isolated, we all want to possess, in a sense, and master these human values.
So that's amazing. So you say it's really translated well to wherever you're teaching it. So you decided to get involved with a local school, didn't you, and do a pilot program there. Can you tell me about what that exactly involved and what happened?
The pilot program was with a local school, and we were just doing weekly sessions with a group of boys that were disengaged in school, you know, and I can relate to that as someone that couldn't get out of school soon enough, you know. I just wanted to be a carpenter. I just wanted to build things, make things, which is great, and I love it. But from a school's point of view, I just didn't feel that I was engaging with school so much. So to be working with this group of young boys who weren't really engaged in school or engaged in the curriculum was a total thrill for me. It's been one of my favourite things that's happened this last year.
How old were the boys?
So they're year 8 to 10. So that would be 14 to 15, 16. So there's a bit of a span in there, but the older ones were looking after the younger ones, and the younger ones were kind of really up for it. It was a nice mix of kids.
Tell me, you did it a weekly session. Was that like an hour a week or something?
We build the program basically to sync in with the timetable of the school. So we work around what the school, you know, the school's locked down into their academics, which is really, really important. And this program can sort of slot into the gaps. So we joined in with a part of their curriculum on a Wednesday.
Can you tell me some of the examples of sort of things you get involved with? Because it's not just sitting and listening to you talking, is it? It's very much
no,
a doing kind of program.
Incredibly boring. But so one of the things that we do with the boys is we do this thing called button proof. So, like, you know what it means to have your buttons pushed?
Yes, oh, definitely.
So if I pushed your anger button, yep, how would you feel?
Not very good. Very okay, cross. So,
and what would I get?
Abuse of some
get
sort.
Abuse.
Verbal
so
abuse,
get your
I expect.
Anger.
Yes, definitely.
Right? And how would you feel physiologically? Like, how would you feel in your body?
Sort of uncomfortable, sick.
Uncomfortable, sick. Maybe your breath would be sort of like,
yeah,
like a little bit sort of heated. You might have this like heat in your forehead as well. Like, there's the saying, like, I'm seeing red right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in this little situation, who's in control?
The other person.
Yeah. So why did you give up your control so easily?
Yes.
So you want to be in control, right?
Yeah.
So we all want to be in control. But what happens is we were just unaware that we were giving up our control.
Oh, that's
so
yeah.
For a young student in school, who's maybe, for this example that we did with one of the kids, he's like, for sure I want to be in control, you know?
Yeah.
So we gave him a challenge to be button proof for 24 hours. Now, you know what teenagers are like. They always take it, you know, the next step. So next week he comes in and we're like, how are you doing? And he's like, I'm doing good, you know? And he's like, I've been button proof. And we're like, well, well done. And he's like, yeah, I've been button proof all week.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, whoa. Okay, you're taking it to the next level here.
Yeah.
So then it's like, so what does that look like for him? So he's like, I haven't got a single detention all week.
Amazing.
And we're like, oh, okay, well done. How many detentions do you normally get? And he's like, 7 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, whoa, this is really powerful, you know. And for me, as someone who facilitates it, it's so rewarding, because like, I know that it's easier to build a strong child than repair a broken man. Like,
very
I feel,
good. Yeah, very,
you know,
good
there are times
point.
Where
absolutely.
I feel broken, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and there's times when I think, I wish I knew about this being button proof. Because there's so many situations in my own life where I feel that I give away all my control and all my power to something else, or a situation, or a person. And really, just this understanding of being button proof. And it kind of appeals to my own ego as well. You know, like, I want to be button proof.
Yeah.
Of course I do,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So for your young people to have this awareness of, okay, I don't want to give my anger away. I don't want to give my control away. So that's button proof. Now, that's like the cognitive understanding of, if you like, being centered. So then that we do lots of physiological things linked to our breath. So our breath and our emotions are linked. Like, even when you got angry, like, it affected your breath.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use our breath to change our emotions. In the same way that our emotions change our breath, we can reverse that. So I guess if your listeners would be up for it, we could learn a little mini breathing technique. Really simple breathing technique.
Go on then.
Okay, so this is called the straw breath. You remember when you were a kid, when you had a straw and you just blew into a glass of water and like made the bubbles?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is we can just take a normal deep breath in and then breathe out using our straw breath.
Okay.
So we can
yeah.
take a normal deep breath in.
Yeah.
And then breathe out slowly and as long as we can. Just breathing out for a straw. For as long as we can. So keep breathing out, keep breathing out. And then we can repeat that. So we take another normal deep breath in and then breathe out slowly for as long as we can. And maybe that second breath will be longer than the first breath.
Okay.
So we can do that. Now, we're short on time, but you guys have got the concept, right?
Uh-huh.
So when it becomes a reality, when we do that 5 or 6 times, it just gives us a moment to calm down.
Yeah, it's the pause button, isn't it, as well?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's the pause and it's the reset button as well. Because we get to reset our fight or flight. You know, when our anger button gets pushed, it's like, boom, it all kicks off. We're ready for action. Whereas sometimes we just need to calm down and keep our brain thinking clearly and healthy and happy.
That is so interesting. And we could talk about that aspect all morning. You're trying to raise money now, aren't you, via an Aviva Community Fund to teach this all across Cambridgeshire. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how people could get involved if they want to learn more about it and maybe help the Aviva Fund?
That's right. So Aviva, they're a smart company. So they're doing this thing where you can crowdfund and they give their employees a voucher to contribute to a project. So we decided to launch this Yes for Schools Building Resilient Youth on avivacommunityfund.co.uk. Now, we're around halfway to our target, but if you want to donate to this so that we can bring these skills and these tools to kids across the Cambridge area, then what we're doing is we're raising £2,500 to mean that we can start to implement this more, like, not just as a pilot, but much more broadly to schools around the Cambridge area. If you want to go to avivacommunityfund.co.uk and donate and support, there's a lot more information on there about what we're doing, how we're doing it, and a lot of what's going on.
Oh,
really.
That's great, Pete. Just looking, it's avivacommunityfund.co.uk/yes for schools if they want to donate for that. And then you hopefully would take this across all the sort of secondary schools in Cambridgeshire.
I'd love to offer it to as many young people as possible, because now's a really precious time, in a sense, to learn these tools and techniques.
And I'm guessing the school you went into was really pleased as well with the results.
Yeah, it's growing in that school, definitely. Like, so it's just a case of offering it to more schools and to be able to also do it for like better value as well. Like, we're really aware that schools are maxed out and they are, you know, working their hardest with a constantly changing situation. So if we can give as much as possible to the school, like, that's our aim. And if we can give as much as possible to the kids as well, because we really want to be able to make a difference as well. Because this, like we're saying, you know, it's easier to build a strong child than repair a broken man. So the more that we can give, the more rewarding this is. There's another thing as well that we've done. We did our first one last week, and that's called the Educator Program. And that's an online program for adults. So for educators, teachers, parents, they get to learn the techniques that we, or a large amount of the techniques that we teach to the kids as well in an adult version. So that's running from, the next one's from the 13th to the 15th July. And if they're interested in that, they can reach out to my email, peter.higginson@iahv.org.uk.
Oh, that's great. That sounds really interesting and useful tools for all of us as well.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And that will give you a daily technique that you can use to basically drop your cortisol level. So if you're feeling like you're not able to absorb and keep learning and stay open, then these tools and techniques are absolutely proven, and it's brilliant what they're doing to the mind and what they're doing to our own mental well-being, because they give us much more capacity, basically.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's win-win then, isn't it? Definitely. Thank you ever so much, Pete, for that. It's really interesting. And as I say, it's the avivacommunityfund.co.uk/yesforschools if people want to get involved, and hopefully we'll see this in more schools soon. Thank you ever so much, Pete.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.
Cambridge 105 Radio.